Dearest Mother, I haven't heard from you yet, but I suppose the post has gone mad. It has been rather thrilling here the last few days. And this morning, early, all the men left for their respective headquarters, and only John, Mrs. Robson, and I are left of the party. Rosie has asked me to stay on for a few days at any rate, as a railway will probably be in pandemonium and she's turning the house into a hospital, so we may be useful. Telegraphing is no use and the telephone is almost as bad. And you'll know I'm all right here. Anyhow, in the next few days I'll be travelling and it will all be all right. It feels quite mad and no one can realise it. Especially when you get letters like the one I got from Joan and the one she got from her mother complaining that Anne wouldn't play golf. I'm not going to York, as Carl is in Skelton till the 11th. He says the miners are intensely patriotic, but whether it will continue when the prices go up remains to be seen. Oscar has been here for the last few days and is perfectly delightful, and more safe than most, as all the others were mostly military. On Monday we heard a rumour that England was not going to fight, whereupon the language became blue. The telephone has been kept busy from London, Jasper Ridley and by having married a Russian ambassador's daughter. I feel awful reading the accounts of people coming back from the continent. I hope Daisy and Violet to say nothing to Dagmar and get back all right. I wonder if you got a letter I sent it to Wiesenham on Sunday. I expect you did. I wonder what all the family is doing. I'm sending this to Hagley, but I don't know where you are. And unfortunately, this goes before the second post. I'll send another to Wiesenham. Your loving Rachel.